Hello, and welcome to a new course in which you have a chance to explore the mandala of being in greater depth. Before we go into that, I just want to say thank you to you for giving yourself the opportunity to do this work. I really honor you for that choice. Just in a brief synopsis, the mandala of being is a way of looking at each moment of our experience to have clarity about the difference between being hijacked by our stories into anger, unhappiness, anxiety, guilt. Basically, the emotions that come when our minds go too far into the past or too far into the future, too far into stories about ourselves and too far into stories and over-identification with others. So the mandala gives us a chance to understand, oh, this is how I've lost connection to myself, lost connection to the innate joy that each moment of life offers us, lost connection to the upwelling vitality that is the source or arrives to you from the source of yourself in the present moment. In this first lesson, we're asking the question, who am I really? It's actually a very important question, because we spend most of our lives identifying with the ceaseless stream of thoughts about ourselves. We have a thought that says, I'm too fat. And instead of seeing it as a thought, if we believe that thought, we can become depressed and unhappy about ourselves. In effect, identifying with the thought leads to a sense of self based on the feeling that that thought generates in us. So how do we understand that we are more than our thoughts, more than our emotions, more than our feelings, more than our bodies? That awareness is the deeper nature of who we really are, aware beings, conscious beings. One of my favorite cartoons I saw many years ago, showed two fish that jumped into the air above the sea. The caption read, "That stuff, stupid, that stuff." You can imagine that one of those fish was a teacher, the other fish was a student. And the teacher was saying to the student fish, "Well, we're in the ocean." And the student says, "What do you mean we're in the ocean?" Because having only been in the ocean, having never had any contrast with being underwater, in the water, the student didn't understand that they were in a medium called water, called ocean. So they leap up into the air and they can look down, and now suddenly there's a contrast. And the teacher says, "That stuff, stupid." Well, awareness is the medium that we're always swimming in, and we so rarely actually understand it. Let yourself get quiet for a moment. In the earlier course that you've completed, we did a great deal of work with learning to quiet the mind, feel the breath, and come present in our bodies. So let that happen now. Close your eyes. Bring your awareness into your body. Be aware of whatever you're hearing and sensing. Feel your breath. And experience mind like a sky. We'll use the sky as a metaphor for the space of the mind. And sometimes a cloud goes by. Maybe that could be, within this metaphor, a mood. But today we're going to use the idea of kite flying, of sending a kite up into the sky and observing it in our minds. So when I asked you to become aware of your breath, to bring your awareness into your body, a moment before that, you probably weren't aware of your breathing, and perhaps weren't particularly aware of your own body. But the moment the suggestion is made, become aware of your breath, suddenly the breath becomes a kite, metaphorically speaking, flying in your mind. And why it's there in your mind is because the string that keeps the kite in the air is your attention. You gave your attention to your breathing. You became aware then of the breathing. And within this metaphor, the breathing becomes a kite flying in your mind. Now here comes the surprise. You know, if you're flying a kite on the beach or at a park, it's up in the sky, you can see it, you can see the string reaching up to it. And now let your awareness turn back. If you're flying a real kite, you know that you're standing there, you're holding the string in your hand, maybe it's wrapped around a stick or wrapped around a spool. But in this image, there isn't actually a kite flying, but a string of attention that's going out or to your experience of your breath. Now let that string of attention, let your mind turn back to find where the kite starts. What's holding the string? What is the source of attention? Most of the time when I ask people to do this, they'll say, well, it starts in my head. And I'll say, okay, well, now your awareness of your head has become another kite that wasn't there before. And it's there because you've brought your attention to it. So follow that string back from the thought that the kite had started in your head. And where does it start? Now this little exercise, this little visualization gets very interesting. It isn't very obvious where it starts. People will say, well, it just comes out of nothing. Some people will say, well, it starts in my heart. And once again, I'll say, okay, now you're aware of your heart. So now your heart has become a kite in the sky of your mind. Follow that string of attention back. Where does it start? So now people will say, and perhaps you're having this experience, well, it just comes out of nowhere, or emptiness, or stillness. And so you're beginning to get a sense that the origin of awareness isn't a place or a thing we can name. Let's see if we can make this a little clearer by flying another kite, again, metaphorically speaking. So now I'd like you to remember what you did this morning. First thing that comes to mind as you think about when you woke up this morning. Do you remember observing the room and the light coming through the windows, or stretching in bed, or getting up to brush your teeth? It's really effortless. The stream of thoughts are continuous in our mind, and as soon as you direct your attention to a particular memory, elements of that memory come into view, like a kite that's suddenly been lofted into the sky of your mind, and you can observe it. So you're looking at this memory from this morning. Now turn your attention again. Follow the string back to where it starts. What do you discover? Now ask yourself, is where the string of attention to a memory of what you did this morning, does it start in the past? Well, clearly you can see that it isn't in the past, that the awareness of the memory is in the present moment. In fact, we never go into the past, we simply bring an image from the past and make it present in our mind. And if the image has strong emotional significance to us, and we identify with that image from the past, perhaps a time where we had a wonderful experience, graduated with honors, stood up and had applause, or perhaps a time that was traumatic. And we look at that memory and it can create fear in us, or it can create guilt in us, or it can create happiness in us. But the part of us that's looking has never traveled back to the past, it's simply present now. And if you look for it, you'll never find it. Let's make one more kite. Allow yourself to move to this evening, to tonight. What image comes to you? Is it having dinner with your family? Is it watching a film or some television? Will you be reading in bed? So suddenly, because I've asked you to travel your mind into the future, anticipating something that's likely to happen this evening, a new kite is present in your mind, flying in the sky of your mind. Once again, turn back, follow the string to its source. Is that source in time? Isn't the source right now? Not in the past, not in the future, right here. Isn't all of our experience always right now? And yet if you allow your mind to anticipate some future event, perhaps that event will make you anxious because it's something you don't want to have happen. If you identify with the story you let your mind create, the kite you let your mind fly, and you forget the string that leads back to now moment awareness, then you become polluted in the present moment by the story you're telling yourself about the future. In fact, if you tell yourself a future story that scares you, it would be like picking up your bottle of water with the mud in the bottom and shaking it up so it gets really murky and dark. And now we begin to understand that this is what we're doing all the time. Whenever the mind travels and identifies with the kite, it lets itself fly, a future story, a past story, or a story about yourself or a story about others, and you forget that that story has its origin in a deeper place of awareness that can look and see, oh, that is just a thought about the future. It's not the real future. It can't be now. Oh, that is a memory story, a past story. It can't be now. Or that's a me kite, or a kite about someone else or something else that's flying in my mind. It can't be who I really am. Think about that for a moment. Are you your body? Take your finger, point it towards something outside of you, something you would agree is elsewhere. Maybe a desk at the other side of the room, or a lamp on a table. Most of us would agree that that's elsewhere. Now turn back to try to find the place where you're aware of it, aware of what you pointed to. Where does that start? What about your own thoughts? Think of something. Think of what you believe about the present political situation. Many thoughts could start streaming in your mind. But isn't it true that without awareness, the thoughts would cease to exist? And that the part of you that is aware is not in those thoughts. If you're aware of a belief, and the belief is now flying in the sky of your mind, and you follow the string back, does the awareness have that belief, or does it just see it? This is what meditation is about. It's about learning to allow anything that enters the mind to be present in the mind and simply flow through the mind. This will be crucial in all our work. The understanding that who we are begins right now, in this moment. That we have a choice to identify with the thoughts, the beliefs, the judgments that we tell ourselves about our circumstances, about ourselves, about our past, or about the future. Or we can recognize them as thoughts and begin to quiet ourselves in the rich fullness of the present moment. Throughout this work, when I refer to the beginning of ourselves, the beginning of yourself, I'm referring to allowing yourself to get quiet and begin to recognize that you are aware of your thoughts and therefore more than them, not fully defined by them, that you are aware of your body and therefore in some sense you have some distance from your body. It is yours, but you in your deeper awareness are more than the awareness of your body, the identification with your body. The same thing with feelings. Fundamental to this work is the understanding that anything we are aware of, a part of us is always more than that or prior to that. And because of that, by growing in awareness, we can set ourselves free from the suffering that's created by what happens to us when we identify with our stories. It's as if we become hijacked, just taken out of ourselves into the past, for example, with feelings of regret or nostalgia, or hijacked into the future and our mind starts bouncing back and forth between hope and fear, or hijacked into stories about ourselves and moving into a depressive feeling state or grandiose feeling state, or hijacked into the anger or the hurt, the jealousy that comes when we really let stories about others take over our sense of self. Think about the kite meditation for a little while. Think about the kinds of kites that you fly in your mind and what happens to you when you don't remember to follow the string back.